Alright, folks, welcome back to another episode of Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. This is your boy Jake Carter, here to talk about something that's been on my mind, and probably yours too, how to actually create a social media detox plan that sticks. Let's be real, we live in a world where our phones are practically glued to our hands. We scroll through feeds, watch endless videos, and check notifications every 5 seconds. Ever feel like you're constantly living someone else's highlight reel? You know that feeling when you compare your life to the perfectly curated posts on Instagram and suddenly feel a little inadequate? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be this way. This isn't about saying goodbye to social media forever, though if that works for you, rock on. It's about taking control and making it work for you, not the other way around. And trust me, there are some seriously awesome benefits to stepping away from the screen every now and then. Here's your 5-step guide to creating a social media detox plan that actually works. 1. Identify your triggers. What specific things on social media send you down the rabbit hole? Is it comparing yourself to others? Feeling FOMO? Fear of missing out? Scrolling aimlessly through endless feeds? Figure out what those triggers are, because once you know them, you can start to manage them. Maybe it's certain accounts, types of content, or even times of day when you're more susceptible. 2. Set realistic goals. Don't try to go cold turkey. Start with small, manageable goals. Maybe it's turning off notifications for a couple of hours each day, deleting a few distracting apps, or dedicating one day a week to being completely screen-free. Remember, consistency is key. It's better to start small and build momentum than to go all in and burn out before you even get started. 3. Find alternative activities. This is crucial. You can't just delete your social media accounts without filling the void with something else. What do you enjoy doing that doesn't involve staring at a screen? Reading, spending time outdoors, taking up a new hobby, connecting with friends in person. The possibilities are endless. 4. Be kind to yourself. Detoxing can be tough, especially at first. There will be moments when you feel tempted to reach for your phone, and that's okay. Just acknowledge it, take a deep breath, and redirect your attention. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, just get back on track. 5. Track your progress. Seeing how far you've come can be incredibly motivating. Keep a journal, use an app, or simply make a note on your phone to track your screen time and the activities you're engaging in during your detox periods. Celebrate your successes, no matter how small they may seem. Let me tell you about Sarah. She's a friend of mine who used to be glued to her phone. She was constantly comparing herself to others on social media, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. After listening to an episode of this very podcast, you're welcome, she decided to try a weekly social media detox. She started by turning off notifications for one day a week and using that time to read, go for walks, and spend time with her loved ones. You know what? Sarah found herself feeling more relaxed, focused, and connected to the people around her. She realized she didn't need constant validation from likes and comments. Her real life was already pretty awesome. So, there you have it, your roadmap for creating a social media detox plan that works. Remember, this isn't about punishment or deprivation, it's about reclaiming your time, energy, and attention. It's about stepping back from the digital noise and connecting with what truly matters in life. Take those first steps today. Identify those triggers, set those goals, and find those alternative activities that bring you joy. You've got this. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Just make sure it's after your detox time, alright? Until next time, stay real, stay connected, and remember, life is happening offline too.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.